Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Well, a lot to unpick there, Neil, obviously. Towards the end of the game, the second half of the game, a lot of good creative play. Two gilt-edged chances could have been different. I mean, there's an awful lot to talk about, but there was resilience from the team, but the end product wasn't quite there at the end.
I think the mental strength, psychology, is a big part to playing sport. And you could see the way we started the game, we were still smarting from Marine on Tuesday night. And whether or not that was, you know, I thought there was a bounce about the lads on Thursday. But there's that pressure, you know, and I've said time and again that these are young lads and another great following from FC today. But then we capitulate again on poor goals. I mean, we've probably given away 5-7 now of the poorest goals that you usually concede over the course of a season, which is worrying. So, you know, I just said to the lads in there, is it the goalkeeper not communicating? Is it the centre-halves losing the shape? Is it the first man not attacking the ball? Is it, you know, the three not blocking runners? You've got to look at it. But I think then when he goes in the back of the net to a bit of a horror goal, they go, here they go again. And that's where we miss that experience, maybe, you know. And even though Curtis Jones went back in, I think he was thinking more about his own performance today instead of maybe leading and galvanising the lads, because he's been out for a while. I think it was only when we brought Charlie Ennis on the last 25 minutes did we start to manage a game and dictate the way we played. But, you know, this standard, well, any standard of football, James, you cannot give away goals the way we're giving away in the first two games, which is a manager. You want to control it, but you can't control it, because the way we set up is the way we set up second half is great. But if you switch off on set pieces the way we have done again, there's very little you can do. And that's where I feel sorry for the boys, because they're a really good side and they'll overcome this hurdle. But tonight is smarting. We're smarting like we were on Tuesday night.
The youth policy, to use a bit of a blanket term, but you obviously, there's a very young team. And Do you think, therefore, there's more chance of a day like this do you think it's about learning and experience, and that you're prepared to sort of go through a process of where people are going to have to learn through some tough days in order to because there's a lot of skill out there. That's obvious.
We have to learn, and we have to learn the hard way, and this is the hard way. And I think I might have mentioned it Tuesday night. I've mentioned it to the boys that were watching the Vincent Kompany programme at the minute, and you know, it took him till maybe mid-October to, with 16 new signings all under the age of 25, to get to where they were going to be, and they had to go through really hard times. This is a brand new team that we knew it was a risk of building. We knew that we were going to have a risk of it being so young. But we genuinely believe that these lads are going to be here for 2, 3, 4 years. So they're going to have to come through this hurtful process. They're going to have to give away the goals that they've given. But you've seen from the fans again at the end of the game, and listened to the comments that the fans have made, that they were really impressed with the style of football and what we did. But we just can't concede 8 goals in the manner we have done, and that's, is it a collective? It has to be a collective, but it has to be, you have to look at individuals as well, because individually them key mistakes are leading to goals.
That's obviously at the wrong end of the pitch. Just to take some positive, to Keane Barrow's finish for the second goal when he just come on was a real piece of quality, wasn't it?
Keane's outstanding. Obviously, he got his injury in the Phoenix semi-final, and you know he's getting back up to match speed now. We knew that we were going to get 30 minutes into his legs today. Hopefully, we can maybe get 60 minutes into his leg on Tuesday night, and you know you can see what a wonderful talent he is. Because I think when we're forced to. And, you know, that's no one's fault. Keane Barrow being out injured, Nick Bilardo not being up to match fitness, Dante Gabbadon being out, you know, with an injury at the minute, we fall into this flat three midfield. And I think we became too much of a flat three, even though it was 1-4 and 2-8. At times we became a flat three, and we did that against Marine. And albeit we played the same way against Worksop, it kind of worked for us. I think when the lads were braver in the second half and we got Donoghue higher and Keane Barrow higher and the three there and the fullbacks higher, we started to cause real problems. And you know, credit to Stafford, they held on. You know, they did hold on. But we just couldn't find that ingredients to unlock it.
One last thing about this game was that I did think, what I think was positive at the end was the last phase of the game. It wasn't just become like hoof the ball up and hope. There was people were thinking and people were making runs and people were thinking about the right pass, which I thought was positive, even though we didn't get the equaliser.
We have to trust this process. If we're going to put our necks on the line and rebuild it the way we rebuilt it and move on your Adam Dodds and Michael Potts and so on to give us some longevity with these players, we've got to trust the process. And the process is there. And you can see in the three games we're playing great football. But then Norwich City were a great footballing side, and I think they got relegated from the Premier League with the least ever points total. So, you know, I've just said to the lads, you can be a great footballing side, but also you've got to be ruthless in both boxes, and you've got to have that nastiness about you, you know. And we've got to get better at defending it, because if we're not aggressive in both boxes, well, one, going to concede goals, and two, not score goals. We're aggressive on the front foot in play, but there's so much work that goes on out of play that you've got to be better on, and that's movement out off the ball and on set pieces, which... Unfortunately, we've been cruelly done again.
So, finally, Ilston have put 6 past Workington today. What sort of game are you expecting?
We'll win. Yeah. That's what we do when we play the top sides. We win. Listen, James, I'm expecting what I'm expecting for the first 3 games. We looked at the fixtures. We knew it was going to be a hard run. I expected, I'm not going to lie, to have 6 points, and we haven't. We've got 3, which is disappointing. But we've now got, you know, if you look at the league table, the 3 big hitters. I think they've all won again today, Ilkeston, Radcliffe and Macclesfield. It's going to be 3 really big games. But that doesn't define the season, because then we get into September, we get to know each other a little bit more. And if we don't enjoy the losing feeling, which I know I don't and the dressing room don't, then hopefully they'll respond to that. But we know that we're going to have to be our best in every single game, because it's a tough division. But we're a good side, and I'll keep backing the lads, and the fans have just backed it as well. They enjoy watching that style of play. Once it clicks, it does click, I think we'll go on a real run. But that's the positivity, and that I've got to protect them lads in there, because they are absolutely devastated, thinking they've let the club down, the badge down. They haven't done. They absolutely haven't done. They've given a good account of themselves. We've conceded poor goals again. We didn't give up the goals on Tuesday night. We didn't give up the goals this Saturday. The good thing about this standard of football is we've got another game on Tuesday night. Now, if we lose, then we might have a problem, and we've got to look at it. But at the minute... there's no panic button. We're going through the system. We're going through the process. We're looking forward to Augustine Tuesday night. They might look at it and think that's 3 points. I know when Broadhurst Park's rocking and the pitch is slick and the water's been on it and the lads can get on the front foot, that we're a different animal. So I'm backing us to bounce back.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's #1 expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your 2 free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.